All right, sun's out, sails are up. Today we're heading to the French Riviera, diving deep into the captivating world of Le Vol de Saint-Tropez.
Oh, Le Vol, there really is something special about it, isn't there?
Right, it's more than just your typical regatta. Picture this, a stunning mix of classic and modern sailboats, all racing against the backdrop of the Mediterranean. We're talking elegant wooden yachts, some over a century old, going head to head with these cutting-edge speed demons.
Yeah, you don't see that kind of contrast every day, and that's a big part of what makes Les Voiles so unique. It's this fascinating juxtaposition of like traditional craftsmanship and then these high-tech designs.
Exactly. It's like stepping back in time, but then also fast-forwarding into the future of sailing all at the same time.
It's amazing seeing those graceful wooden hulls from like the golden age of yachting gliding alongside these sleek modern boats. It speaks volumes about how far sailing technology has come.
Definitely. Now, this regatta has some serious history behind it.
Oh, absolutely.
The Société Nautique de Saint-Tropez, the organization behind it all, they've been around since 1862. That's over 150 years of maritime tradition right there. So to have an event like Les Voiles, which started in 99, come out of that.
Right, 99. So it blends that rich history with a contemporary feel.
Exactly. And it's not just the boats, right? The atmosphere at Les Voiles is legendary. You've got royalty, CEOs, celebrities, sailing legends, all drawn to this one event. One article even described it as having the most beautiful regattas on the water and the best atmosphere on land.
And they're not wrong. It's like this incredible mix of sport, luxury, and, pure celebration.
Yeah. It's definitely more than just a race, it's an experience. So I'm curious, from a technical standpoint, how does a classic yacht, maybe one built in the early 1900s, even stand a chance against some of these modern racing machines?
Well, that's where things get really interesting. You see, those classic yachts, they might not have the raw speed, but they often excel in maneuverability, especially in certain conditions. The crews sailing them, they've got this deep understanding of wind and water, honed over years of experience, even decades.
So it's like experience versus technology.
In a way, yeah, it adds this whole other layer of strategy to the race. Crews on modern boats, they can't just rely on pure speed. They've got to factor in the classic yachts, anticipate their moves, and sometimes even use their wake to their advantage.
Wow, so it becomes like a chess game on the water.
Precisely. And on the flip side, those classic yacht captains, they've got to be masters of strategy, right? They have
Right.
to use their boat's strength, like you said, that maneuverability, to outmaneuver the faster, but potentially less agile modern yachts.
Fascinating. It's like this beautiful dance of skill, strategy, and tradition all playing out on the open water.
And let's not forget the sheer technological marvels that those modern boats are. Those hulls, crafted from lightweight carbon fiber, the sails designed with like sophisticated computer modeling, and crews trained to squeeze every ounce of performance out of every component. It's incredible.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking two completely different worlds of sailing coming together in this one event. You've got history and innovation, fierce competition and camaraderie all happened at once. So, as we wrap up our deep dive into Le Voile de Saint-Tropez, let me ask you this.
Shoot.
If you could captain one vessel in this legendary race, which would you choose? Would it be the timeless elegance and the true seafaring tradition of a classic wooden yacht? Or would you go for the adrenaline rush of a modern racing machine pushing the limits?
Oh, wow, that's a tough one. I think I'm gonna have to sleep on that.
Right. It's a tough choice. Hopefully, though, this deep dive has given you a glimpse into the magic that is Le Voile de Saint-Tropez. Maybe
Yeah.
next time you're planning a trip to the French Riviera.
Add it to the list.
You got it.
All right.
All right. Until next time.